working on the transition grant. Early on, we stopped saying if, we started saying when and will, and so that's our strategy this time.
Never say can't, always say.
And how much is the amount for?
It will be, see there, $300,000 a year for 5 years.
Bob say it?
No, he left after the financial participation.
After the pizza.
Well, here is sort of, I guess you could say, you know, a paper copy or whatever. I can send it to you as a, Word attachment, which would probably make it easier to disseminate to everybody.
Right, and I would want to disseminate something like this on email. Of course, I guess we could do both. We could send it to all the staff in print as well as email, whatever you think would be best.
I think most people probably, I think, you know, the email is quicker, and I think it, according to the staff chart that we got, it looks like everybody's on email now.
Yes, they are.
It seems like that would be the quickest and most efficient way to do it.
Thank you.
So do we need a motion? Do we have consensus?
You send a letter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since you just handed it to her.
So is there a consensus? I didn't know if we officially needed to have a motion or not. Okay.
Give it back for all.
I'm gonna go get a stamp.
Yeah.
To send it via email.
Yeah.
If you want all written copies destroyed, it's only gonna be available electronically.
Oh, boy. Okay, the only other thing that I have, and I suppose this really doesn't, I'm not sure it's really, it really needs to be, in fact, it doesn't need to be part of the chairman's report, so forget that.
Rewind the last 2 years.
Yeah, I believe that there isn't anything else that I need to report now in this particular part of the agenda. We'll move along to your report, Pearl.
Okay, thank you. I will also try to be brief. I wanted to tell you about staff updates, and if I had done this morning, I would have happily reintroduced the three new staff who attended today's meeting, but they left when we took our break, so I won't, but they did introduce themselves. James Juarez and Larry Roos I reported on last meeting. They have been in training, but they did attend this morning, and we appreciate that. Larry will be in the North Platte office, James will be in Omaha, and then the new addition to the staff who is here today is Sahar Husseini. She just arrived in town. She will be the computer and communications instructor in the center, and she will begin her training Monday. So she is brand new to us, and we're really excited to get a replacement. It's been since last December that position was vacated. Other changes, Amy Burrish was applied for the transition counselor. She has been our voc rehab counselor in Lincoln, and she was transferred to the transition counselor. So I think she'll be very well suited for that. She's done a good job with rehab, but transition is, I think, a little nearer and dearer to her heart, so that should be good. We are in the process of filling for her position right now. It's open,
Till Monday.
Till Monday, okay.
This one.
So we'll begin that process of hiring for her position pretty soon. Betty Burrish was promoted from a staff assistant 1 to a rehab technician. So now we have two rehab techs, Kelly Coleman and Betty. That is because in addition to their support staff duties, they do some job coaching, they do some teaching, especially on technology, and they just have a broader scope than what they do. And I think that's a real move forward. Suzette Ingram, her last day with us was July 20th, and last time I reported that she would be leaving, and so she's now on to her new life of teaching. Jeff Altman will be returning in the latter part of August, and so we'll look forward to that. And I think last time I also told you about Shar Shives retiring and Carol Frink as the new replacement in Omaha for Shar. And I believe those are all of the staff changes. Although somebody I met asked me, told me they were, had understood I was leaving. I said, oh, I didn't know about that. They had received the letter from Amy saying she was going to a new job, and my name's at the top of the letterhead, and so they thought it was me. But you'll probably be the ones making that announcement. The workshop Barbara spoke about, as well as the round two of workshops, were really great, and I won't say anything more about those since Barbara talked about those. Wages is in process. We've got 12 students, is that right, Carlos?
Correct.
Who are here in Lincoln this summer and learning how to get around in the big city and doing a real job, and it's really a very good program. That finishes up this week, right?
Right.
Okay, Carlos?
I just wanted to say that in addition, we have fewer students who are working in their hometown.
Yes, and so they're at home working on a summer job, and it's part of the wages program. And that's exciting too. I really would like to move to where we have more options for kids in their home communities in the summer as well as year-round if they're interested. Okay.
Do we have any feedback from employers?
Yes, it's been very positive. Carlos, do you have any specifics you'd want to share?
Just that on Tuesday there's going to be a banquet for the students. The employers are going to be there and be talking about their impression for them as well.
What do you have some employers you can throw out? What kind of employers are participating?
I know the City of Lincoln is one.
Brian
Hospital. Ombudsman.
State Ombudsman Office.
Subway in Omaha.
There's one who comes part time to the agency in the afternoons. She does great to work as a receptionist.
And isn't there a child care
yes,
person?
Yes, child care. They all are placed in a type of jobs that they show interest on, meaning that if somebody wants to become an elementary school teacher, that person is doing basically a job in a daycare, just trying to get into it already.
Right, we really tried, just as we do with the individualized plan for employment, we tried to have the transition program also working out what their career goal is, or at least what area they're thinking of looking into. Okay, anything else? Any other questions? Stop me anytime. Barbara talked about the technology grant, and I don't know that I need to say anything more about that unless you have questions. It will start October 1. We will know when in August. Is that when we... Wasn't it about August that we heard? So we should hear in about August. There also are two other efforts that I wanted to tell you about. One is a mini grant for the Governor's Planning Council on Developmental Disabilities, and Carlos did the majority of the work on this project. This will enable us to provide additional funds, or to receive additional funds from developmental disabilities for people who need either maybe extra job coaching or extra home teaching, or we need to provide some expertise on blindness to job coaches in the generic service system. And Bob, in mentioning telling you about supported employment, said that it's required the person must have a lifelong need. So for those people who, they don't need lifelong job coaches, but they do have developmental disability, they're visually impaired, they're blind, and they do need some short-term job coaching, those folks kind of fall through the gap. And so, or else we just have to try to provide for them along with all the rest of the voc rehab service we provide. But with this project, we're proposing we would have some additional funds to help those people that currently fall through the gap. And so that's exciting. That also will start October 1.
Yes.
Did they give you any indication of when we would hear about this one?
They said that the board will meet by the middle of August and make a decision by the first week of September.
Okay. So that's in the works. Another one is related to the technology grant, but it's specific to the Omaha Computer Lab. And the folks at Digital News for Blind Nebraskans have been working very intensively with the William and Ruth family, William and Ruth Scott Family Foundation in Omaha. And through that, there's been quite a long process of months of communication and interest. And we're going to submit to them by August 1 a grant that that will put into one package the part of the technology grant that is the Omaha Lab Computer Lab. The Scott Family Foundation is very interested in possibly connecting with the technology grant. So we're going to go ahead and put this proposal to them as one piece that they could go ahead and fund. And they really are most interested in focusing on something that is for Omaha and Douglas County area. And what we're going to propose to them is that, you know, with or without the full project, them providing this lab would be a great benefit for people in the Omaha area to learn on computers, to get more job ready, and to learn, you know, the basics as well as the assistive technology. So I know that that foundation is very interested. They've had long conversations with myself and with Bill on how our whole agency is funded. And so anyway, that's in the works. Those, both of those efforts. Let's see, case services. I know that you did get the two, the VR statistics and the IL statistics, is
mm-hmm.
that right?
Yes.
I don't think I sent to you, on Wednesday afternoon I received from Fatosh the statistics for activities in the training center and the numbers of people, 29 people served so far, 22 clients, 7 staff trainees.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. I will in the future make sure that that also goes to you with those other case statistics. I just hadn't thought of it before, to tell you the truth. So
do you have those, what you sent us in front of you?
Yes.
I think it's no big deal, but I think I can't remember which one it was, but the independent living one, that the total money available and total money expended, it must have been, the columns must have been reversed because the higher number was expended, and it said 96% had been.
This part is not budget wise.
Yeah, you're talking
no,
about
I'm
the budget thing,
about,
Bob. I think that you're talking
yeah.
about the projected fiscal year
okay,
budget.
I thought that's what
yeah.
it
was. I do have that in front of me, but I'm not down to that spot
yeah.
exactly.
Okay.
So hold that thought. What I'm talking about now is just the numbers served. So voc rehab, we've so far this year had 197 referrals, 465 actives, 61 closure, successful closures so far. Independent living, 393 referrals, 475 active, and 149 successful closures. I just thought I'd give you those three main things. Another document that was on my desk that you don't have yet, and one of the challenges is when we get things where we've got tables, and I know that they're not, you know, I'm just not sure how we'll go through those, what to do with that. I guess that's another topic, but I wanted to hit some high points of this document that I just received. So far, this year compared to where we were at this time last year, we have 15 less, 26, that is, successful closures that were homemakers. So we're definitely decreasing the numbers we do there. We have 4 more employed full-time of 26s, 8 less employed part-time that we're claiming as 26s. What that means is that we keep working with them to, you know, make sure that they, if they do want to get a full-time job, that we continue to work with them till they really do have the job that meets their goal. Supported employment, we have 2 more closures successful with that than we did this time last year. Those are the main things I'd like to point out. And I guess what I think I would propose is, let me send this to you as an attachment. It's got partly text and partly tables with numbers of age, or numbers in age groups and incomes. Let me just send it and you all can let me know if, you know, what you think.
Okay.
So. Excuse me, Pearl, did that come from Dottie yesterday?
I believe so, it was on my desk.
I think she tried it.
Tried to send
with JAWS.
It?
Oh. No, with JAWS.
Oh, okay.
And was able to read it. So was hopefully
able
it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
So hopefully it'll work.
Yeah.
Sometimes if they're just straight tables, you can convert them, but the thing I was going to talk about in the chairman's report and didn't, because it wasn't appropriate then or whatever, was that salary comparison thing. I thought, you know, we could talk about it in the, mm-hmm. in the materials section or whatever.
Right.
I need to take a class in Excel. I think trying to read the screens for help, and I'm getting.
Yeah. And the truth is, some of this stuff you just will need to probably use readers for. But I'd rather have you have it and then.
Yeah.
You know.
I would appreciate, I appreciate that too, because for one thing, you know, I can keep trying. Eventually I'm going to get it.
Okay, let's see, what else do I want to say on that? I think that's all I want to say on case services. I do want to tell you about a couple things we're doing administratively. I think I've told you before that we have team meetings of the people who are in administration. That's Bill, Carlos, Bob, Terry Harris, Jan, Dottie, and Jonathan Ross, and Karen Mosier, and myself, to, you know, update each other on what's going on. We often find connections of things that maybe I would have talked to Terry about, but not have thought of talking to Carlos, and when I bring it up and they're both there, then we find some connections. So that, I think, has been good. We're doing that about once a month, every 6 weeks now. I've
forgotten too. It seemed like once a month came around quite
that's the thing.
Quickly, and so I think we went to 5 weeks.
Maybe. It's,
I don't remember.
Yeah, we started it every 2 to 3 weeks. And we're
maybe that's
now.
What happened, yeah.
Because time flies so fast and everybody has so much in between. But anyway, that's been good. And the other thing we're doing every 2 weeks is a philosophy seminar. And we have that same group, for the most part, as much as are able to attend. We have a reading assignment each time, and then we sit down over lunch and discuss the topic, discuss some philosophical. Some of the folks, like Bill and Dave, I forgot to say Dave's name earlier in the administrative team. You know, particularly we started it because Bill and Dave have not had the training in the center. And, you know, we've tried to help them understand what the heck we're doing here and why. But it's been very piecemeal. The seminars is still piecemeal. It's nothing like 3 months training. But there's just the volume of work in our business office is overwhelming. And to see how we could set either of them free for 3 months is just beyond, you know, none of us can figure out how to do it. But we don't want to just not give them anything either. So we started with discussions with Dave and Bill and Carlos, Bob and myself, and decided they really were, they helped even those of us who had been around for 100 years to keep sharp and to keep on top of things. And so, you know, I think it really is a good vehicle for discussion, especially for those of us that are not with clients on any kind of a regular basis, and we're not out there delivering services. So we're doing that, and...
If those articles or whatever the reading, if those are available electronically to be emailed, I'd be interested in taking a look at those.
Sure. Carlos always sends, sometimes I tell him what to send, sometimes he and Bob decide what it'll be. And so in the future, when you send that to the team, just include the board.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Then you'll know what we're reading, too. And if you have other thoughts or suggestions you want to tell us to read, we can sure add them to the list. So I'd welcome you to send anything to us. The other things I want to talk about in one way or another are covered in the either old or new business topics. So that ends my report. It doesn't end what I will say today. But those are the different things that I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So at this point we're ready for the old business. And on the materials, as I mentioned, that salary comparison document thing, I wasn't able to read that, but everything else that was sent was readable to me. Did anybody else have trouble with anything?
No.
The one thing I had trouble with at first was the transition newsletter.
Really?
Because it's in columns, but our fine tech person, Nancy Kaufman, told me to go into the view menu and, you know, hit enter on normal so that it wouldn't be as if it were being printed, but as if it were being read, and that solved the problem. So that was a good thing.
That's mental.
Because trying to keep track of two columns that are reading as if they're one line is not my idea of a way to spend much time. But otherwise, most of the other stuff, I think, was readable without any kind of fix it in any different way.
It's been so long ago since we sent out that salary comparison thing. Should I ask what the problem was, or?
Well, for me, the problem was that it's in Excel, and
it was a multi-sheet
thing, three sheets, and I kept trying once in a while to read little pieces of Excel and try to figure it out, and I just couldn't.
Okay, I apologize. I don't remember, but. Well, and let me say this, feel free when you get something from us, if it just either doesn't open or doesn't work for you somehow, if you let us know as soon as possible, then we can at least see about putting it into some kind of better format.
Yeah, and I'll try to be more conscientious about that. I keep thinking, well, you know, if I just work with it a little longer, I'll get it. Won't have to bother anybody or whatever, but boy, oh boy, that one I still just...
Do we still need to provide you with that information in some way? Ask about it that way.
Well, I don't know. Some of it we've talked about before in one context or another. And so, I don't know.
Okay.
I guess if we get a little further with the CPQs and stuff, we may, you know, that stuff may become real relevant if we need to start talking to somebody and know the stuff. Mm. You know, right now what I do if I, you know, wonder about any of that, I just, you know, call Bill or something and, you know, find it out or whatever, if there's a specific number I want to know. But right now I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you.
Does anybody else have anything on materials? I'm glad to see that they're coming. I think we're getting a little bit better about getting things to each other a little bit further ahead of time when we can. I know that I am one who likes to be able to absorb something, look at it before the actual day that we're dealing with it. I'm not an impulsive thinker, and I really do prefer time to look something over before I'm supposed to decide about it. And I know that on the subject of the radio talking book, I was curious about the surveys that had gone out to people. You know, I'd filled one out, and I was curious about what other people had said on them. And so, you know, I had asked for that information, and that was sent to us then yesterday. And it was interesting. I think, you know, we kind of dropped the RTV subject after everybody left, but we do need to either make a point of you know, meeting at some point soon when we get the rest of the information that we need or whatever, so that we can make a decision about that, because we can't let that hang around forever. But I was glad to get that information so that we at least had that before we got here today, so that if something about that, you know, numbers of people or whatever came up when Mr. Fullerton was talking about that, I at least had some idea of what people had submitted through the commission's survey about how many people really were saying they listened or didn't or whatever, and it was, you know, that helped me to have perspective on what he was saying.
And if I could comment on that.
Sure.
Okay. I had thought too that I would report on that today, but it didn't quite seem appropriate, and I wasn't sure whether to ask for the floor and talk about that at the end of when the RTV folks were speaking, but this really was quite an intensive process that we did, and it's just been barely over 2 months since our last meeting. But we did send out 2,500 surveys, and we're continuing to enter surveys that were being returned into a database until yesterday, and so we literally, you know, didn't have any kind of results until just now, just yesterday. So I got this also, well, this morning when I went into my office, because, you know, I was gone out to a public forum. Anyway, so, you know, I don't know if you want that presented, or I know you, at least those who, I don't know if Dorothy would have gotten it yet because she had to leave her home.
Right.
Like yesterday, so but anyway, that's why that didn't go out ahead of time, you know.
What did they say? I must have missed it too.
Yeah, that was part of my concern about providing something on the internet that was just the day before. We did have 464 surveys were returned that we could enter into the database, in other words, that had some responses on them. There were another about 260 and maybe more in the last couple days that came in with no reply, either deceased or wrong address or whatever. But still, that 464 is a pretty good response. I guess I don't have the comments on the report in front of me, but I do know there were a lot who mix up radio talking book with the talking books, and that's true on our services too. When we send out our surveys, satisfaction surveys to clients, it's very common that they'll say, "Thank you, the service was wonderful. Love those books." You know, so it's I hesitate to do too much, right? But anyway, just some of the highlights. The how often? Well, we broke down. And you'll see when you look at yours, we have the VR service. We send on yellow pages to the VR clients and on white to IL, so that when they came back, if we needed, since we're looking at two different sources of funding, if we needed to really evaluate that way, we've got the breakdown. But I think for this purpose, I'll just give you some totals. How often do they use radio talking book? Daily 77, weekly 22, 7 monthly, rarely 32, never 267. Lincoln or Omaha newspaper, daily 50, weekly 13, monthly 3, rarely 10, never 7. Regional or other local papers, daily 26, 5 weekly, 2 monthly, 7 rarely, 7 never. Other newspapers and magazines, 10 daily, 4 weekly, 0 monthly, 3 rarely, 3 never. Miscellaneous, 8 daily, 4 weekly, 1 monthly, 4 rarely, 1 never. And taped recordings, 7 daily, 4 weekly, 1 monthly, 0 rarely, and 1 never. The textbook recording, we were afraid if we put listening link, nobody would know what that meant, so we put textbook recording service. 7 daily, 1 weekly, 2 monthly, 3 rarely, 2 never. Audio description, 12 daily, 6 weekly, 0 monthly, 4 rarely, 6 never. So those are...
And how could you even mark daily?
Yeah, I know. Audio description isn't available daily, so that's obviously not...
May I make a couple comments?
Yes, please.
There were several that would mark never, and then how do I get a hold of this information? Where do I get this receiver? How can I get this service? I didn't know it was available. So there was, I think, quite a bit of that.
And I should have, Jan knows more of comments because she did the entering. So.
And then also, I did make note so that the counselor in the area, if I was given a name or if I was given even a postmark of the town that it came from. So that will go to the counselors so that they can follow up on some of that. But I got maybe 3 or 4 that went ahead and placed their Talking Books order on that. Don't send me any more history. I don't want any more British authors. Yeah, and I did go ahead and forward those on. So,
yeah.
So as far as how...
Well, to me, I think Ruth was the typical listener. I mean, Radio Talking Book is her friend. I mean, she's an older blind person. It gives her, you know, she's not interested so much in the news as the personalities and the, it's, and that, you know, just kind of reconfirmed to me who the main listeners are. And he, you know, and then the Radio Talking Book director basically said that it's primary for older people. They're listening to that. The listening link, you know, that's a service. And I mean, you know, I would hate to, you know, mess something up that's benefiting blind people. But, you know, my thought was, to me, that seems to me like that's a program. Why couldn't it be revenue neutral? They're providing a service for schools that have to make this stuff available to their kids. Then why are they giving it away? You know, they should be charging for it.
Well, I think one of the things that causes more confusion than that is that it is not really possible, and maybe when we get some of the budget information we can make suggestions as to, I don't know whether there's anything that allows us to stipulate what the money that's provided by the commission, what part of the program it goes to or not. I didn't think that was an appropriate question for Mr. Fullerton, but it is, I think, an appropriate question for us to deal with, because we used it when we talked about Radio Talking Book, we were talking about the broadcast, the receivers, the volunteers, and that was it. Now it has become complicated by the audio description, the listening link, and the kind of tour and sightseeing service that goes along with the audio description, where it isn't in a playhouse or somewhere. And so we're really not, you know, when we're talking about how, funding, the commission's funding Radio Talking Book, or, you know, whatever, that used to mean the broadcast. Now, what we appear to be talking about is providing funds for all of those entities without any discretion about it. And I, you know, that is, I think, I don't know. But I'm not sure we can make any decisions. When do we need to actually you know, make a decision on this, when does the grant thing, or the...
We have signed a contract for July 1 through September 30, and then it will need to be revisited effective October 1.
But when does that signature actually need to happen?
Whenever. If, for their purposes, if, I would say especially if we're going to cut funds, the sooner the better, because they need to make plans. If we're not looking to make significant changes, it hasn't, we try to get it pretty close to the time, but, you know, the exact date hasn't mattered. The other thing that we should really look at in considering all of this is that we have never required a radio talking book to document the any kind of a match. You know what, and one way to look at it would be to require them to put forth the match, the match that we're required to come up with. So for the VR funds, it'd be 28.3% and, or 28.3%, and for the older blind funds, it would be 10%. They certainly could do that. They could document that. So we could...
If the board decided not to cut, for instance, the VR portion, which is $20,000, according to the report, they provide $40,000 of support to VR clients, which can be used also for matching funds. Am I correct?
That's the other thing I was going to say, is that, the matching both ways, what we provide to them, what they provide to us.
Say that again, something being
what
interesting.
They provide to us, I'm confused.
What they, the part that, not what they provide to us, but what they provide to make that program happen, which matches what we provide. If we say we will, let's say we wanted to keep it at $20,000 for VR funds, if we did. And we say from now on we'll pay 78.7% of $20,000. And you have to provide that match for that. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay. And then in the older blind, we would provide 90% of the $30,000. Is that what you're saying?
That would be one way to go.
And what I was saying, in addition to that, I was thinking that because they are a new service, I mean, listening link, and they said that they provide close to $40,000 of services, which we only paid 20. So we are talking about another $20,000, which probably $3,500 is the match that we will require them. But the other $16,500. We could utilize it in order to attract matching funds from the feds. Does that make sense? I'm confusing.
It would depend on if it directly benefited our clients. So
possibly
we would have to explore that. But I
right, because according to them, that's for recording books, period, which mm-hmm. are VR clients.
Right.
And I think that's a major issue, is that in order to qualify as match, they do have to strictly use that money for serving VR clients.
Correct.
Well, but now they're not a state...
No, they're private.
...entity. They're private, and so... It doesn't matter. I don't get
I would suggest that we not go too deep into the mire of the match issue.
Okay, all right.
Because it's time consuming and it's so complicated. But that's something we can definitely explore. The other piece of it is our counselors spend a lot of time, every single person that our counselors visit with, whether it's IL or VR, we almost always do tell them about talking books, tell them about radio talking book, and tell them about Newsline.
Well, in fact, I was going to bring that up this morning, and I plain forgot, because that is something that does happen, and, you know, I don't know that they have any kind of a major, you know, public relations or outreach thing happening at all. I don't think that they do.
No. And if they have to do all of the signing people up that we do, you know, then they would really see the cost. So we do provide a huge service to them statewide in telling people about the service.
Telling and filling out the applications.
Filling out the application.
And sending them in.
Even taking receivers.
Taking receivers, setting them up.
When they get there, sometimes the people will receive the box and just leave it in the carton till our counselor gets there. So, yeah.
One of the things I think we really need to be careful about when we do deal with it, and I didn't say it very well this morning, but when we do make our decision, we need to couch whatever our decision is in those things.
Right.
Because I think it's easy for people to forget about that. And, you know, they were talking like, you know, we're actually doing a thing that helps the agency by having this listening link thing, and, you know, a lot of the people who do this volunteer reading and all that way, you know, then the commission isn't needing to do that in that area or whatever. But it goes both ways, and I think that we really do need to be, as I did say then, you know, frank about where we are and what we're doing, and I think that business of the outreach part of it is something that we do need to emphasize, because they would be in a whole lot, they'd have a lot more expense than what we are cutting, if we even do cut. They'd have to put out a lot more than that in order to do.
That's right.
And we could, I mean, we won't, but we possibly, I mean, we probably could say, okay, well, you know, we'll continue to give you that amount, but we're not going to do your legwork anymore. We won't do that, but I think it might help them to think a little about.
Well, we don't have to be antagonistic.
No, we don't. But we can let them know. We, you know, this is something that we're aware is happening. You know, the commission board is aware that commission staff are doing this. And, you know, we're just reminding you of that service.
And actually, as being a member of the board, I reminded them of that fairly often. but usually it's not in the context of budget.
Yeah.
But we will certainly need to make sure they get that message.
I think Listening Link is something that's, can be, you know, revenue neutral. It's a service. It's a needed service. If they're doing a good job, they could get, I mean, every school that has a blind child in it that has to produce these materials is scratching their head, how do we do it? If they became known as a good provider of that at a reasonable cost, they would get all the business. I mean, and if there's not a lot of people doing it, they could get Omaha, Iowa, or Nebraska, Iowa. They could have as much of that service as they wanted to produce. And sometimes nonprofits, they don't think, you know, they don't think in terms of, you know, making money or what's it cost. My thought is that the independent living, that, you know, I think that could almost be left to, you know, that's why I asked Bob Deaton. I said, if you had more money for independent living, I mean, are there things you could do? And he seemed to have some ideas. To me, that's your guys' budget decision. Do you think that the money you're using for that could be better spent on other things? Because I think Radio Talking Book is something that's primarily benefiting older blind, and Listening Link is something to me that could be revenue neutral. I mean, I don't see why that can't pay for itself. Why they're giving away the service, so that if we cut the $20,000 out of VR, then the commission could redirect it, and, you know, to client services or buy more technology for people. Or
I agree with you, Bob. The other piece of it, which you will see on the very next item, which
I think we're ready
has to do with budget, is
I think we're ready to go to that.
That We really are at a place where we need to find ways not just to, I mean, the question, could you redirect? Absolutely, we have so many great ideas. We can think of lots of things, but we are very tight in our budget and getting extremely strong messages from the powers that be that there could very well be cuts. And so we really should be looking at some things that we could cut. And there aren't a whole lot of things that we could cut because we, you know, staff-wise, we really are...